AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. We find out later today just how much less expensive money is going to be when the nation's central bank announces an interest rate cut for the first time in over 4 years.
By now, the experts say it's pretty much a given that the Federal Reserve will announce it's cutting a key interest rate when its latest meeting adjourns later today. Question is, how big it'll be? The Fed usually reduces rates by 0.25%, but some economists are betting the central bank will go big and call for a 0.5% cut.
ABC's Daria Albinger. Google won't have to pay €1.5 billion digital advertising antitrust fine. The European Union's General Court annulled the fine from 2019, ruling the European Commission committed errors in its investigation. Sean Combs to return to federal court in New York City later today, trying to get bail in the federal sex trafficking case that has had him locked up the past two nights. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance held a rally in Eau Claire Tuesday. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden spoke as well. It was Vance's second stop in Eau Claire in 6 weeks. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris is set to campaign Friday night in Madison. People in southwest Wisconsin are just learning about a cyber attack that happened 11 months ago. Terry Bell reports.
People in and around Richland Center were notified over the weekend about a cybersecurity incident from almost a year ago. Richland County officials confirmed their server was hacked on or about October 4th of last year. Toll-free number has been set up to help people with questions. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
I think you have to kind of go through it. I think we're all learning each other, and you felt confident in terms of what he was able to show through the course of the week of practice, but ultimately just there's heightened anxiety, heightened pressure when you're in a real game situation. So I don't think you truly know until you get out there and kind of go through that process with him.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
But you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Carl and Peggy Hendricks from the Hendricks Distillery in Oshkosh. And Sarah Enwald, Festival Manager for Festivals of Cedarburg, joins to discuss Cedarburg's Wine and Harvest Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low to mid 80s with a southeast breeze at 5 to 10. For tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm, otherwise partly cloudy, 65. Chances of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday with a high around 82. Showers and storms Thursday night, low of 60.
It's 67 right now.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. We have from the Lincoln Project, Drigby Olson, and Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Well, one thing about this weather forecast, it's been pretty consistent, hasn't it? Welcome in, everybody. It's a Wednesday. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Oh, we've got plenty of food and fiber news coming your way, including a conversation with Tammy Vossen from the Wisconsin Beef Council. Boy, have they been a busy bunch this summer, and they want to make sure they let beef producers all across the state know what the return on investment is that they're looking at because of those activities. She'll share the story. You know, one of the stories that's unfolding, low commodity prices. Well, Wisconsin farmers are beginning the harvest. A lot of them wonder, are they going to find profitability? Commodity prices have definitely dipped since they planted that crop. Now they're already thinking about 2025. Some tough conversations that they may have to have with landowners about cash rents. Going to share a little bit of that story and strategy with you as well. Like I said, weather-wise, this is turning into a repeats and rinse. We're hoping we're going to get a little bit of a rinse later this week. Today's sunshine on the way. Temperatures back in the mid to upper 80s. Winds are going to stay pretty calm. Tonight, hopefully down to around 58, so we're a little bit more comfortable. Then for Thursday, sunshine back, 87 degrees. The good news is by Thursday night, we do have a slight chance of showers, probably even a thunderstorm for some lucky folks. Now, we'll have to find out from Stumacher Ag Meteorologist just how much of that precipitation we can expect. Rainfall reporters, you know I'm always looking for your feedback, or anybody. How are you dealing with this heat? What are you noticing in your garden, your yard, your fields? How is the corn or soybeans running as far as moisture is? Talk text line is open to you. That's 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Mariana Marks Dalmida is an example of how Wisconsin producers are working to grow the sheep dairy industry. And you can even see her farm firsthand during Monroe Cheese Days. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Mariana is truly a woman of all trades. She's the co-founder of the sheep farm Miss J & Co. She's an animal scientist, a cheesemaker, and a breeder. At the sheep dairy farm in Monroe, she and her business partner raise 800 Asaf sheep. This is a breed she brought to the United States nearly a decade ago, and today they're building on milk production and genetic research for the dairy sheep industry.
We brought the Asaf breed from Spain to the U.S. in 2017, and we have been inseminating the breeds here so that we can build our flock, and we already have double the production, the milk production, and the efficiency in the parlor.
It was kind of a tough go at first trying to even get that breed into the United States because you can't just have a breed, yes. You know, whenever you want it, right? Tell me about that process.
So in 2014, December 2014, the United States had signed an agreement with the European Union. The borders have been closed since 1992. Because of the scrapie disease, or the mad cow disease for sheep, it's called scrapie. So they closed the borders to any genetics imported from Europe. In 2014, they signed an agreement, but because they signed doesn't mean that all the countries in Europe sign and agree with their requirements, which are very big requirements, for health requirements, which is good because you need to protect your animals here in the U.S. So when we found out that, and Spain was okay with the health requirements, but they didn't sign that agreement because there was a problem with the veterinarian signatures, something very bureaucratic. So we spent the next 2 years between Wisconsin Department of Ag as the embassy in Washington, the Department of Agriculture in Spain, trying to move forward that health certificate that could be bilateral between the U.S. and Spain. And so we finally, in November 2016, we finally learned that that certificate would be good. So that's how it allows us to import semen, frozen semen.
Why the Asaf breed? What is it about that breed that you were keyed in on?
Well, the Asaf breed is an amazing breed. We are looking for milk production to make cheese and other dairy products. The breeds here were producing very low. So why Asaf breed? For several reasons. They are very high milk producing. They can breed year round with some help from us, but they can. We brought the breed from Spain, so there is a huge, a very important, reliable genetic improvement program going on. So they share with us a lot of information so we can actually improve our flock and improve towards what we want to go. So that's why Asaf is, and they are very rustic breed, so they adapt very well to several different climates.
Which was important because Spain and Wisconsin don't have the same climate.
No.
And so when you brought in the semen to start breeding your animals, you had to make some renovations to the facilities and make sure that the sheep would do well here in Wisconsin. Can you tell me about some of those considerations?
Yes. Although people think that we were very concerned about the cold, we were not. For me, what was more, what was a big concern was the humidity in the summer. These sheep are very used to the Spain in the summer is very dry and hot. So the heat, it doesn't really affect them. What really affects them is the moisture, because they cannot disseminate the heat on them. So we build the barns, we insulated the roof, so inside the barn there's always a difference in the summer. And the moisture, sheep are very sensitive to wind, so we designed the barn so that they could ventilate and have less wind on them, but the temperature would drop. And but now we find out also, that's very important, because we also learn with the experience that we really need to put fans directly to them. They will be happier.
You know, it's not only the building, but also the milking technology is pretty special in your barn, because you had to call in experts from overseas.
So the main parlor makers, brands, they do not really have the equipment. Now they have more for goats, which can be adapted to sheep. But we wanted something that we could have information and milk production information daily. So we decided to bring everything from Spain. We did. We brought the Delaval machine from Spain, and we did half-half with the Delaval dealer Shrine Group from our area. And so they agreed to do a joint project with Spain, United States here, so that we could comply with FDA, but we could have all the technology that we have in Spain. So that's what we did. But there are milking parlors available that can be used, and we hope that in the future that will change a little bit.
Yeah. Now, genetics is a focus on the farm. That kind of became the primary focus. Can you tell me the differences you've seen, the differences that you've been able to make since you started compared to today?
We can only bring semen in, not animals nor embryos. So we started with 300 animals, and we inseminated those animals, and we didn't have a clue how they were in milk production. So we harvest their daughters, and that was our basic flock. So in 2019, our basic flock produced an average, first lactation, it's always low, but produce an average of 500 pounds per lactation, which is really low, but it's also the first lactation. Now, of those 300 that we started, we still have 30, and we have double the production per head per milk, triple the production, ewe production per head per year. And also we have focused a lot on other conformation so that we could increase the parlor efficiency, so that we don't have to be there with the sheep. They can be milked with the claws and the milking machine on their own. We don't have to be shepherding them.
and producers around the country are paying attention to you. I mean, you're able to sell rams, breeding stock. You also have other markets, compost, manure, meat. But people are paying attention. And do you feel like you're helping the dairy sheep industry grow? And is that one of your goals?
That is our main focus, helping the sheep industry being sustainable, which you can only do with good producing animals and healthy animals. So yes, that I think we are. And our dream, let's say, when we started all of this, is that our farm can only, even when we double the size of our farm, which is already planned, we can only double to a certain amount. And we really want to have the sheep dairy industry bigger in Wisconsin and in the United States. So our project involves shepherding and helping other farms to produce more milk and to go into sheep dairy, and then having plants that can produce milk, sheep milk. Because one of the challenges here is that we are too big for the small and too small for the big. So we need to have a cooperative effort between other farms so that we can have amounts of milk that a big cheese plant can take.
And people can see this during Monroe Cheese Days. Actually, you guys are hosting some tours. So tell me what we need to know to see that.
We have two tours, Cheese Days tours, this Friday the 21st and Saturday the 22nd at 4 p.m. They leave Monroe at 2, but all you need to go is go to Cheese Days and sign up for the tour, and you can come and see.
And real quick, it is lambing season right now because you lamb year-round, right?
Yes, we lamb every 2 months, and now we have 200 ewes. They started lamb yesterday.
So you've got to get going.
Yes. I'm going to sleep there, stay there for two weeks, yeah, and help move all those lambs. We think we are going to have around 400 lambs in 3 weeks.
A busy time of year at Miss J & Co. in Monroe. Marianne Marks Delmida is the co-founder, raising 800 head of Asaf sheep. It's her goal to expand the dairy sheep industry in the U.S., and she says it's now possible with the improved genetics of her animals. If you'd like to be a part of the Monroe Cheese Days tour that will make a stop at Miss J & Co., you can find those details at cheesedays.com. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The green and gold tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What
was he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling. Oh, it's just, a gut feeling. Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild comes in studio with me. We're going to talk about extra security for the political candidates. And can the Republicans keep the government open? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
A little eclipse last night past my bedtime, so I kind of missed it, but it was supposed to happen in the evening after 9:30 or so.
Our bedtime. Yes.
After bedtime.
What eclipsed us? What got between us?
The Earth got between the sun and the moon for a little bit.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I am eagerly looking forward to what you've got to say about this forecast, not just today, but for the next couple of days. At the home farm, we have been working diligently to try to get some winter wheat seeded. I'm fine that we've been able to get the field work done, but no seed wants to lay in dry ground, Stu. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we talked about that early last week. I saw somebody putting some wheat in here, and the drills are moving over the weekend. We need some rain for that. It's nice to be working on that corn harvest and dry ground and not slogging through mud. But we are finally going to have a little rain chance here as we look toward the end of the week. I mean, the big picture, you look at radar this morning and there's some scattered showers in eastern South Dakota. Heavier rain, I'd say maybe thunderstorms on the northern edge of North Dakota and southern Canada. And there's some rain down in central parts of Kansas too. But none of that is going to hold together and push into Wisconsin today or even tomorrow. I expect more of this very warm and dry weather. Not much for breeze, but a lot of sunshine, and that means things stay dry, and it sounds very summery, no doubt. That system, the big, strong low out in Montana, will start to push up into Canada, and I expect push a cool front our way with a chance of rain, especially in western Wisconsin, very late Thursday into Thursday night. That chance of rain may linger into early Friday in the south and east. I don't expect a big deal. I think we're talking rainfall amounts initially, maybe trace amounts up to a quarter inch south, quarter, maybe even close to half an inch in the west, but that system will try to wedge on through. And for the weekend ahead, every so often, a little scattered shower becoming a possibility, like Saturday as we look on through morning or into midday, maybe later Sunday, another chance of a little scattered shower or storm activity, and that instability, that chance of rain, lingers into early next week. I'll have forecast details right after this.
They are my go-to for my tailgate. Yep. Bavaria Sausage, that's what I'm talking about. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke reminding you, check out their website, BavariaSausage.com, for all the flavor selections you can feature at your tailgate. They are going through an upgrade on that website, so keep checking back often. You can also find out more on their Facebook page. If you're in the Madison area, check out their retail location at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. That's where you'll find my Berkey Brats, one of my favorites. And remember, their store hours have expanded Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturdays, 9 until 1. Don't miss an opportunity with the weather that we've been given. Get out there and tailgate and enjoy it with your neighbors and impress them with the flavors that you select. Bavaria Sausage will get you on your way. Again, check back often because their website's going through updates, BavariaSausage.com or the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, and you tell them the Farm Babe sent you. All righty, Stu, so you've been talking a little bit about the possibility of that rain. Haven't said much about the temperatures. They sound like they're ebbing and flowing a bit, too.
Well, very mild here early on, but they cool down a little bit as fall officially begins this weekend. We cool down into early next week. Our Compeer Financial Ag weather forecast is for a sunny day today, and for a lot of us in the mid-80s, as winds out of the south won't be too strong, around 5 or so. Generally a clear sky overnight, back into the mid and upper 50s for lows, southeast winds at 5. Mostly sunny on Thursday, back into the mid or even upper 80s in some areas. A small rain chance in far northwest Wisconsin late tomorrow with south breezes. Overnight in the west, a shower or a thunderstorm could even force its way into the east and southern parts of Wisconsin. But you know, that rain ending already by early Friday, and temps still up in the low and mid-80s, Pam, on Friday. Maybe an upper 70 in the far northwest. And then a little cooler, getting closer to normal by early next week. But that on and off rain chance in the weekend.
You know, I can't complain. And I don't even think the folks that are out there stirring up all the dust with corn silage or maybe cutting beans, I bet they'd be glad to get a little drink of water if we get it too.
The rain, it's way past due. It's dried out. We can use some.
Yeah, good enough. All right, buddy. Catch you tomorrow. Thanks.
All right.
Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist with your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Talk text line is open, folks, 877-301-FARM. What's happening in your backyard? Compeer Financial, your financial partner committed to agriculture in rural America. Visit Compeer.com for more.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a dubious decision, the Ohio Supreme Court mostly upheld the state ballot board's intentionally misleading description for a citizen redistricting commission measure on the November ballot. The Ohio Ballot Board, chaired by notoriously partisan Secretary of State Frank LaRose, threw out Measure 1's original description, saying instead that the constitutional amendment for a citizen-led redistricting commission would require gerrymandering, not forbid it. After the current politician-led redistricting commission and legislature gerrymandered state voting districts, citizens, not politicians, proposed a 15-member citizen-led board which would be forbidden to create maps for partisan gain. The Ohio Capital Journal reports that in a 4-3 decision along partisan lines, the court required only two minor changes to the description, but directed the Ballot Law Commission to provide description language that accurately conveys that the public would have input into the redistricting process. In a stinging dissent, three justices wrote, quote, "The majority of the members of respondent Ohio Ballot Board either do not comprehend what the board may do when approving ballot language or have placed partisan interest above their oath-sworn duties to the people of Ohio." We've linked the decision, great local reporting, and the groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Find us on Facebook at American Democracy Minute.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. We find out later today just how much less expensive money is going to be when the nation's central bank announces an interest rate cut for the first time in over 4 years.
By now, the experts say it's pretty much a given that the Federal Reserve will announce it's cutting a key interest rate when its latest meeting adjourns later today. Question is, how big it'll be? The Fed usually reduces rates by 0.25%, but some economists are betting the central bank will go big and call for a 0.5% cut.
ABC's Daria Albinger. Google won't have to pay €1.5 billion digital advertising antitrust fine. The European Union's General Court annulled the fine from 2019, ruling the European Commission committed errors in its investigation. Sean Combs to return to federal court in New York City later today, trying to get bail in the federal sex trafficking case that has had him locked up the past two nights. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance held a rally in Eau Claire Tuesday. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden spoke as well. It was Vance's second stop in Eau Claire in 6 weeks. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris is set to campaign Friday night in Madison. People in southwest Wisconsin are just learning about a cyber attack that happened 11 months ago. Terry Bell reports.
People in and around Richland Center were notified over the weekend about a cybersecurity incident from almost a year ago. Richland County officials confirmed their server was hacked on or about October 4th of last year. A toll-free number has been set up to help people with questions. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
I think you have to kind of go through it. I think we're all learning each other, and you felt confident in terms of what he was able to show through the course of the week of practice, but ultimately just there's heightened anxiety, heightened pressure when you're in a real game situation. So I don't think you truly know until you get out there and kind of go through that process with him.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we're moving with the Malcors. Ben and Deanna are in the house to talk real estate.
Then Ace Champion stops by to talk about an event at Preble High School that focuses on food and music from around the world. Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low to mid 80s with a southeast breeze at 5 to 10. For tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm, otherwise partly cloudy, 65. Chances of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday with a high around 82. Showers and storms Thursday night, low of 60.
It's 67 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. losing by a whisker than saying you won?
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Is he short enough last week?
So how is this weather impacting your day-to-day? Farmers, we really love to hear from you. I know that this is kind of a surprise how fast plants are drying down. What are you seeing as far as moistures? Your yard, is it a watering sponge, or is it just kind of dry and crispy? And how fast are you harvesting the garden because of all this? Our talk text line is open to you, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Welcome back, everybody. Farm Director Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. We talk about those kinds of things every day, and we love to have you chime in with the conversation. So today is the 18th day of September. What can I tell you? On this day back in 1942, the small community of Spring Valley in western Wisconsin flooded. It was after a day of heavy rain. All of a sudden, water started rolling through the streets of Spring Valley. That's off Highway 29 between Menominee and River Falls. They ended up with 12 to 20 feet deep water in the streets. And more importantly, the water brought logs, lumber, dislodged buildings. People were scampering just to try to save whatever they had, save themselves. You know, fortunately, nobody died and there were no serious injuries on this day back in 1942 when the community of Spring Valley flooded. Let's see, a couple different time stamps. Let's take you on the way, way back, if you're my age. On this day back in 1964, Bewitched, starring Elizabeth Montgomery, premiered on ABC. Another one you're probably familiar with, MASH, starring Alan Alda, Loretta Swit. That started on this day back in 1972. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFES Group.com. And if you want to talk to them face-to-face, they love to do just that. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group, who is actually doing that right now. Face-to-face visits are part of the reason why you're still in the game, Ashley. And you're having a lot of those conversations right now, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's where everything starts. You know, it's a phone call, and then we sit at the kitchen table and we look at what you have to sell and make a plan, because, you know, the auction process is kind of the same for everything, but every auction is literally different. Every auction has a custom advertising program, all that kind of stuff. And of course, we do live auctions, we do online auctions and bulk. So lots to talk about.
Well, you're almost like us. It's about the story. You sit with those families, with those individuals around that kitchen table, and it's all about you listening to their story.
Yeah, truly. And, you know, sometimes I think we're selling stories, really. And it makes a difference, too. You know, your equipment was secondhand, purchased with low hours, or maybe you bought it brand new. People want to know those things, and it affects the value as well. So we want to know everything there is to know about what we're selling.
Well, and with that being said, do want to remind folks that the deadline is quickly approaching if you want your auction, your items to be featured in the next catalog. Now, Ashley, the numbers kind of blow my mind when it comes to the Steffes Group's distribution of that catalog. Everybody knows there's other auction companies out there, but I always continue to remind them the Steffes Group is the benchmark for all those other auction companies, and this catalog's a bit important part of that, isn't it?
Yeah, truly. You know, things have changed a lot over the years as far as flyers and sale bills and that kind of thing, and it's moved towards digital because of cost and how many people you can reach and how it reports back. And you know, of course, we still do a lot of radio. We're talking now, but that catalog is one of the last print things that there is, because instead of individual sale bills, we just put them all together in a catalog. We do that four times a year. And, of course, our winter catalog is going to be the biggest one for fourth quarter. It always is. So those will be all the auctions from the middle of October through the end of the year. And so our deadline to get in that catalog, if you have your auction booked through the end of September here, you're going to be in the catalog.
Excellent. And tell them a little bit about just how far and wide that catalog is distributed. And while you said the print, the physical goods still go out, you also have that incredible digital reach because it'll be available online too.
Right. So if it doesn't come physically in the mail to you, you can download it to your computer, print it off, whatever you want. It gets sent out to all the register bidders that have been active within the last 6 months. They're all going to get a catalog. It goes to all them buyers, and then the salesmen do deliveries. I mean, we're taking this to lawyers and bankers and trust attorneys and all them influencers that are working with our buyers to let them know what's going on.
And the wild number on distribution, I thought you shared it with me once.
I just see the numbers, what it costs. It's a small fortune, let's put it that way, because they're not cheap to make.
Yeah, but like we said, worth it every dime. And it's really another one of the reasons why you want to make the decision to be involved with the Steffes Group now. They're booking fast. Like you said, the winter catalog will be the busiest and biggest of their calendar year. Find out more. Jump online. SteffesGroup.com. STEFFES group.com, or if you need to find out more, talk to a physical being at 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Welcome back. All righty then. Markets on a Wednesday morning so far look a little stronger. Currently, December corn's trading 2 cents stronger at 414. November soybeans are up 12 at 1018. December wheat currently 3 cents stronger, 578 a bushel. Pretty good dairy trade yesterday in Chicago. Barrel cheese was up another 7.5, 256.5. 40-pound block cheese, that dropped 2.25, 227.75. The AA butter on Tuesday up 1.5, 308.5 per pound. The October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 6, 23.96 a hundredweight. November closed 17 cents stronger, 23.21 a hundredweight. Today, if you want to follow on social media, I'll be at a federal milk marketing order meeting that's happening in Madison. It's going to involve dairy leaders from every region of the United States sharing their insights and thoughts on proposed changes to the federal milk marketing orders. I'm sure it's going to be a fairly complicated conversation, but I'm going to do my best to follow along. You can follow on Facebook, Fabulous Farm Babe, or Midwest Farm Report, and see the action unfold. Up next, talking to Tammy Vossen from the Wisconsin Beef Council.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our statewide Text to Win Green and Gold contest continues. Dr. Laura Hanks here with public service announcement at 11:33. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Right on through to farmers telling their stories, farmers and ranchers sharing how they manage their livestock, manage the land. It's a great website, beeftips.com. Tammy Vossen's in studio with us, executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. And want to talk a little bit about some of the activities that have been going on, Tammy. Summer is always full for you guys as far as activities are concerned. You had an opportunity to kind of do something a little bit different. You call it e-commerce, and it was focused in on reminding people how heart healthy beef cuts can be. Tell me a little bit more about that event.
Right. So the Wisconsin Beef Council early this spring had the opportunity to invest in an e-commerce campaign with a national retailer. So the program was initiated by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, who is a contractor to the Beef Checkoff program. They had this relationship with the national retailer, and they were running ads on the retailer's website, as well as popular websites that, as a consumer, you might go visit. So within that, we invested additional dollars so that we could spread that program further within our state and have more consumers be exposed to those ads. And we don't always have the opportunity to have a direct measurement on pounds of beef sold or the impact of a program overall. But in this particular campaign, for every one checkoff dollar that we invested, we know that we sold an additional $96 of beef through that retail website. So a consumer saw the ad, they're like, man, that lean beef dish looks absolutely delicious. And they hit shop now and put that into their online shopping cart to purchase beef. So we are so thrilled with that opportunity. We actually have another one of those going right now for tailgating.
Yeah, right time for that. And, you know, like you said, sometimes we know that these dollars are bringing us returns. We just don't know the exact dollars. One message that you want to remind all beef producers about is they are making decisions about how dollars are spent. Their checkoff dollars are a direct reflection of the direction they want to go, both on the state and the national scene.
That's absolutely right. We actually, the Wisconsin Beef Council Board just met and approved our budget for 2025 last week. So they were making those decisions on where they want to have those dollars invested. Our staff, of course, laid out some program ideas, but they were the ones that had to make that decision on where, what programs they were going to be funding in the coming year. And the same thing happened just last week at the Cattlemen's Beef Board. So at that national level, you had 20 beef and dairy producers from across the U.S. who came together, and they had to cut $8 million in programs You know, there were proposals that exceeded what the, I think it was like $36 million in programs that were funded. The program proposals came in $8 million over that. So they, it was those producers making those decisions, which I think is really an important message for people to understand on the checkoff side.
Absolutely. Tammy Vossen in studio with the executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Again, just to learn more about how those beef checkoff dollars are invested, feel free to go to their website and get some insights at beeftips.com. Now, one area where there's been an investment year after year is regarding beef quality assurance, Tammy. That is something that has been a critical mark for beef producers to continue to keep consumers' confidence about how they're handling their animals, our vendors, our stores, our processors. And this is a recertification year for those beef producers that are out there. And remember, dairy, that involves you as well. You need to be sure that you are keeping up with the beef quality assurance requirements.
Right. So this is kind of that three-year time period dating back to 2018. When some of our larger packers first started requiring certification in the beef quality assurance program. And that's primarily applicable to farmers who are selling fat cattle through an auction market or direct to the packer that are fat native beef cattle. However, the program is so beneficial and just continuing to update ourselves on what did we learn from the recent national beef quality audit? How can we take those areas that we need to improve and make changes back onto our farm? So Wisconsin Beef Council, in partnership with the Division of Extension here within Wisconsin, is offering over 20 in-person recertification meetings starting here later in September. And as we laid out that agenda of where those programs were going to be held, we're covering all corners and central part of the state. We know folks oftentimes either aren't comfortable on the computer or don't have the internet capacity to be able to complete that program online. So we suggest you go to our website at bqa.org, find those locations and get registered there. You can also contact some of the county extension offices for more information on where and when those programs will be offered.
And how long are those training courses for people that might be either can't remember how long it initially took them to get qualified, or maybe we've got some new folks that realize how critically important that tool is? Give them a little sense on the time.
Right. So an in-person certification program is going to take about 2 hours. So you can either attend one of those, or as we mentioned, you can also do it online. And if you go to bqa.org, at that website, you hit a certification button, and you can either take one of the primary classes, like it would be cow-calf or stocker backgrounder or feedlot, or if you already have a BQA certification, you can earn some continuing ed credits online. It takes 3 credits to be recertified. It'll just push your date out by 3 more years, so you'll be good to go. But yeah, I would say about, if you're doing it online, probably 2 hours, about the same time as for those in-person classes.
And again, like you said, that's why it's all about trying to make you comfortable, but keeping these certification skills current, because it's a very important part of the industry. It's not just about the beef producers and their practices. It is about making sure that the people you're selling your beef to remain confident in the entire system. Like she said, BQA.org is where you can find some of that guidance, or like we said, our university extension offices. Now, we're getting into tailgate season. Like you said, Tammy, I imagine that you've got our friend Angie Horkin pretty busy out there trying to drum up more recipes. That's another reason why I like to point people to beeftips.com. If you've never visited that website, you will leave with great ideas, new knowledge, and some great stories.
Right. Well, if you're not seeing Angie in some of your local TV markets during those news programs, she does like 15, 17 of them every single month across the state. The recipes that she is featuring are posted and updated monthly on our website. So here during the month of September, of course, she is focusing on back to school, quick and easy, nutritious beef recipes that we can be preparing as we're getting back into that school time routine. Next month, it will be tailgating and all of the fun things that we can bring to the tailgate, whether you're going to the game or you're having friends over. Again, it's at beeftips.com. And actually, at the top of our website, there's some scrolling pictures and you'll see her most recent monthly recipes there.
Yeah, we love to talk with Angie about all those things that are coming up. Again, Tammy Vossen in studio with us, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. So your takeaway, producers, are, first of all, know that your checkoff dollars are well invested. That recent e-commerce effort collaborated with the national scene, bringing you like $1 of checkoff invested, 96 extra pounds of beef purchased. Then remember the beef quality assurance recertification efforts that are starting later this month, bqa.org. And as always, anything that you want to find out about what's happening with your checkoff dollars, available now, beeftips.com.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
An Iowa hog farmer survives a methane explosion. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
It was 2014, and Leon Sheets decided to do a quick rinse of the maintenance room floor in a hog barn on his Ionia, Iowa farm. When methane gas from a below-ground manure pit was ignited by the pilot light from a gas heater in the room, the resulting fireball caused burns on 20% of Sheets' body. It wasn't that he was careless, he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Sheets offers advice to others who may be working around manure pits.
Get the air movement, your careful movement equipment. For those of you that think having a cigarette while you're pumping and hanging over the pit, not one of the brighter ideas you've come across back in there with. Particularly if that pit is foaming, make certain all precautions is that the breaker box is off, the feed switches are off, the lights are off, as many things that don't have to be running for a period of time is going.
Sheets spent nearly 3 weeks in the hospital.
One of the patients they treated from this similar type of accident had said the last thing they remembered was click. And to this day yet, every time I hear a cleater click on in a barn, I shudder and back my hair goes up.
Sheets was lucky to have survived. Not all farmers do when events like this occur, as you'll hear tomorrow as our National Farm Health and Safety Week series continues. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Carl and Peggy Hendricks from the Hendricks Distillery in Oshkosh. And Sarah Enwald, Festival Manager for Festivals of Cedarburg, joins to discuss Cedarburg's Wine and Harvest Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.